We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
We are the Mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
The doubt is fading and reality is starting to settle in that this Bruin UCLA football team is resurging, and we're going to tell you all the reasons why as to how that's happening. Welcome into the Bruin Insider Show with former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And how quickly things change from 1-5 to 4-5. We've got a three-game winning streak and now are just one game out of first place in the Pac-12 South after a dismantling of Colorado. 31-14, we are going to get into all the intricacies of the win against the Buffaloes, from Ethan Furnia to Chris Barnes and his grade-A play, to the defense continuing to demoralize opponents. And how about that offense, Joshua Kelly and Dorian Thompson-Robinson's efficiency?
What's so fun, Brian, is that we're talking about UCLA going to be playing a very meaningful football game in mid-November, first place in the Pac-12 South, going to be on the line, prime time in Salt Lake City, chance to go to a bowl game. It was just 1 month ago, that Oregon State game, where either of those possibilities seemed so far out of the realm of being possible for this team. Yet here we are. What a wonder is that bye week did going into the Stanford game, and now this bye week is huge, getting ready for a Utah team that, let's face it, these last three teams that UCLA has played, they've had flaws. This Utah team, very, very few flaws, very physical team, going to be tough.
A lot of well, there's not much flaws, I should say, for the UCLA women's soccer team. They've got a big matchup coming up against USC. We're going to be joined by Annika Rodriguez. She will join the show. Also, the basketball team. They open up their season tomorrow against Long Beach State. We'll get into the storylines heading into that game. But first, coming up next, Wayne Cook. We'll banter with him as he explains how this win against Colorado, what it means for the trajectory of Bruin football. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at LuskinConferenceCenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jammed it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see. Wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access. All with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Experience Bruin football in another level. Enter for a chance to win a Bruin football weekend package for two, including a stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, breakfast in Platea Restaurant, and this great place where we're broadcasting, yeah. Tickets to cheer on UCLA to beat Cal on UCLABruins.com. Of course, the game is on November 30th, so check out the hotel. Make this your travel destination and where you stay and enter to win our Bruin football weekend giveaway. UCLABruins.com for more information. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley. Three-game winning streak for our football team. The first win was against Stanford, and, it was a third-string quarterback. Second win, it was, that Arizona State quarterback, he's a freshman. Well, you're running out of excuses at this point because you took down very handily a Colorado team and have now won three in a row, I believe, for the first time since 2015. And, look, the running attack has been absolutely dominating. 200 yards against Colorado, and that is the fifth straight game where Bruin football has achieved at least 200 yards in a game, and that hasn't happened since 1978. And, Joshua Kelly went off for 126 yards, and our offense just looks absolutely stellar. And I had a guy that tweeted me before the game, and he was a Colorado fan, and he said, "Our rush defense is going to shut you guys down." Well, he didn't say anything after that. And as we bring in Wayne Cook, as far as that ground game, what is it that just continues to douse you by their ability to, whoever they're playing, find ways to carve up their opponents?
Nick and Brian, I'm telling you, everything is better right now. And you talk about that run game in five straight games with 200 yards. It is a product of a team that, remember the first part of the year when the schedule was ridiculously difficult, They even reached a couple games that I believe they should have won. They should have, in my opinion, won at Arizona and Oregon State. But there was a plan. And, again, I'm not a mind reader, but there were many times during those games that there were runs on first and second down that got nothing. And they struggled. And people kept saying, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why aren't we being more creative? Why aren't we doing the hurry-up stuff? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? And remember, Coach Kelly all along, and in my opinion, has been building a team that does things the right way. His answer has always been, if we start executing, we're going to do things well. And we would see flashes of it, right? We would see flashes in the opening drives of a half. We'd see flashes, you know, that would look good and then it wouldn't. Well, right now it's starting to look good a lot. It's been several games now, going back to the Oregon State game, where long, sustained drives in the last four games, look at time of possession, the rushing yards, all of these things have been great, in my opinion. And I think it's a product of just sticking to it. The plays have been there. You just have to execute and block them correctly. So the line's been getting better. Joshua Kelly, remember, he wasn't healthy at the beginning of the year, and he's healthy now. The receivers, really interesting to me, you guys, and I know you know, this ties into the running game. Everything gets better, by the way, on an offense if you run the ball well. Every coach will tell you that. If you can run the football, it just opens up so much. But think about this. Early in the year, it was Demetri Felton. Then we had the Kyle Phillips 10-catch game. Then we had this, and now we're kind of thinking, well, who's the go-to guy on offense? How about everybody? I really believe we've reached that point to where it doesn't have to be when we go into a game which is going to be the star. Obviously, the number one staple here is going to be Joshua Kelly. But outside of that, I think everybody is capable of making big plays and being a part of an offense that you really can't focus in on anybody. And then when you throw in the improved play and the improved running game, and by the way, guys, and you know this, those 200 yards, a lot of that is because Dorian Thompson-Robinson is using his legs like I think all of us hoped he would in such smart ways right now. He's become, in the last 3-4 weeks, he has improved dramatically.
Well, Wayne, you touched on a lot of things there that I was thinking about getting ready for this show. But when I thought about what the key really was for this offense and how it's been able to move the ball, I feel like it does start with the run just because you help out a young team so much when you can stay in front of the sticks, stay on schedule, as they say. And I feel like when this, you know, Chip Kelly is not a guy that really believes in momentum, or he doesn't strike me as one, but just to have a rhythm going offensively, and even if Josh Kelly can only pick up 3-4 yards, but just to keep things manageable for Dorian Thompson-Robinson and everyone else on this offense is huge. That wasn't happening early on. You know, we'd see 2nd and 10, 3rd and 9s, and those little things are translating in a big way now.
I totally agree with you. And one of the best things that Coach Kelly told me after the game, he said this flat out, because remember, this game was 17-0 and UCLA looked like it was going to score 100 points. It was just on fire. And then they only scored 14 the rest of the way. And he said, we are not good enough yet to make mistakes that, as you put it, put us behind the chains. Those aren't his words, but I like the way you put that. They're not there yet. They're not going to overcome those negative plays. So it seemed like this game, there were penalties. And by the way, I think this is perfect time to have them. Now UCLA's playing. When they played Oregon State and they played Arizona, they made mistakes. They lost the game. They were close, but they lost the game. They played a Colorado State team. They jumped out to a big lead, but then they made a lot of mistakes. I think they probably should have scored a lot more than 14 points from there on out. But they made mistakes that kept them from sustaining drives for a lot of the rest of the game. And so my point is when you can win a game, and it felt like it was a pretty comfortable win, by the way, and you can do it right before a bye week, right before the biggest game of the season, which, by the way, I don't care what anybody thinks, and I don't care what UCLA's overall record is, this game is for first place. This game is huge. And every single player, I don't care what anybody else says, every single player in that locker room thinks they have a chance in this game, thinks they can win this game. And so I think it was a perfect time to have a game where you made some mistakes and won, because going into the bye week, now they're going to look at cleaning all that stuff. But, Nick, I totally agree with you. The ability to run, the ability to stay ahead of the chains, is all awesome, and it's changed this team for the three-game win streak, but we made more mistakes against Colorado in the second, third, and fourth quarter that we need to clean up, and the bye week is a perfect time to do it.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley, and what had turned into a footnote, but it really should not have because it was such a really neat story from the Colorado win against the Buffaloes was the play of Ethan Furnia, and he had that 45-yard touchdown catch. Of course, he was a former walk-on, gets his first career touchdown as a senior. And, of course, he's wearing number 36 to honor a fallen Bruin in Nick Pasquale. So he's certainly, you know, inspiring that number. And it's amazing to hear just his journey. He said in an interview with the Pac-12 networks after the game, he said, look, it's been a long journey, and I never let doubt creep in. And then he said, I didn't even think I was going to catch up to that pass from Dorian Thompson-Robinson when he threw that ball. And that when he did, he went numb when he caught it. I can't even imagine the feeling. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, Wayne. And for you to be on the field to witness Ethan's emergence, that must have been really special as well.
So here's the deal, and this is what's great. The reaction by his teammates was incredible. I mean, and it lasted for about 5 minutes, just a celebration on the sidelines. That was great. But I want to backtrack a little bit because it is my humble opinion, and I actually think that the way that the high school system works right now and the recruiting system works, the way we rank players, the way people have stars next to their names, there are not just a few, but hundreds of players across the country that should be getting recruited for some of these schools that are not. They're getting overlooked. They're left off whatever. They don't look the part. They don't fit a criteria. They're not tall enough. They didn't run the right time at one of the camps. Or maybe even some of these kids didn't even go to the camps. Okay. Ethan Furnia is playing right now. And I've said this all year. UCLA's problem early in the year, first of all, was the opponents they were playing, and they were young. Second was the offensive line was still maturing, and that offensive line is playing really good right now. And the quarterback play. Dorian Thompson-Robinson was still learning his craft against very good opponents, and he is playing 1,000 times better than he was back then. The skill, though, at receiver, tight end, running back, is just as good as anybody's. And I'm being honest with you. I don't care who you are in the Pac-12. UCLA's skill positions are just as good. And Ethan Furnia, a walk-on, is out there for a lot of plays. And when you watch him play, and you didn't know he was a walk-on, he's just a football player. When he ran that deep route, he ran it perfectly. He blew by the defender and then did what most receivers, and I see this at all levels, don't do. You have to almost like if this was NASCAR, when you pass someone, you get back in front of them so they can't pass you. He got on the defender's toes. Dorian Thompson-Robinson threw a perfect ball, but it was an amazing, great route. He went down and caught it and got underneath it. I hate the stigma of walk-ons. Remember, Hunter Renfro was a walk-on, too, at Clemson, okay? This idea that sometimes there was a – I forget the kid's name now. Was it Chad Hansen that played for Cal a few years ago? He was a walk-on. There are so many players out there that are legit and talented and amazing, and you know, this kid's a great player. He's earned his scholarship, and I expect him to do big things for UCLA from here on out because he's really good.
Yeah, walk-on no longer. He's got that scholarship. A great moment this season. When we come back, we got lots more to touch on, including that attacking, aggressive defense that has taken opposing offenses by storm. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code Bruin to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
Be a part of a winning team, just like your UCLA Bruins. Every Thursday in November, San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Maserati Levante to one lucky winner. Use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines and table games for a chance to win one of these vehicles designed with an adventurous spirit and remarkable craftsmanship in mind. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past five seasons and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Team Talk is brought to you by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice-blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,200 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com. Well, in the past, UCLA, it seemed to be allergic to a pass rush. Not anymore, guys. Four sacks against Colorado over the weekend, seven tackles for a loss. Oso Odighizuwa had a sack. Josh Woods as well. Chris Barnes had a sack and a half. Also, the interception that UCLA was able to score on the ensuing drive with a touchdown. He had seven tackles in this game, second on the team. And so you think about the turnover. How did this all happen? From a defense that was getting criticized to now it's playing stellar. And Chip Kelly was asked, what did you change about this defense? He said, nothing. You know, we're basically doing the same amount of blitzing. It's just about execution. However, Wayne, as I bring you in here, Chris Barnes was asked a similar question about what has led to the change, and he said that they had a wake-up call during the first bye week and that the guys, after losing to Oregon State, it was like, we got to be more physical, we've got to play faster, and all of a sudden that is coming onto the field.
Wow, and I'm not going to – I just keep want to follow Coach Kelly and what he says. We got to execute. We have seen more Odighizuwa and Isibor and their speed in those defensive tackle positions. You throw on Lucier South and Josh Woods, and you guys mentioned Chris Barnes, who I don't think we talk about enough. He's been a warrior this year, even when he's been banged up. He's been so good. I mean, that interception was great, but what a terrible read by Steven Montez. You don't expect that. From a senior, he pretty much threw it right to him. But Chris Barnes has been really, really good, and you expect him to be a leader, and he is. I mean, when you watch the way he works on the sidelines. So there has been some more speed implemented, but remember, the way they're substituting right now is just smart on when they can. And, you know, we can't always sub because if the other team's running a hurry-up, they have to sub first, and then you can sub. But if you pay attention to what they're doing, they're getting the speed guys in on the more, you know, passing downs. And sometimes when it's a more obvious rundown, you might see Antonio Maffei and company get into the game for a little bit more of that kind of you can't move me. So they're rotating guys and keeping people fresh. Okay. They're also, in my opinion, have been much different in the secondary. You know, you're seeing a lot less loose coverage. And I think so much of this stems from the fact that Darnay Holmes, you guys, is not just healthy, but, man, I locked in on him against LaVisca Chenault in the Colorado game several times. and he was like glue. I mean, it's like he knew where Chenault was going to go before he went there. He was in such tight coverage a couple times. I was like, ooh, that might be pass interference. But I think the referees were just in awe of how good he was doing, so they didn't throw the flag. And so it's just – it changes the way the whole secondary plays. So you've seen more man under, more tight coverage. The safeties, Blaylock and Guidry, have been really, really good. Even Churchwell, who was in the game quite a bit because Jay Shaw was out when they have an extra DB in, played well in that first half. And then when Jay Shaw came back in, they were even better. So I just think this whole defense is starting to believe. They're playing confident. Yeah, maybe there's been some tweaks, but when I say that, it's not like they created something new. They've practiced all this stuff before. They're just using different components of what they've practiced, and they're doing it better.
Yeah, here's a couple just general notes and stats. The Bruin rush defense now top 40 on the season, and over these last three games, they've held their opponents to just 288 total yards per game. And, yeah, more to your point about Darnay Holmes, when you don't have to worry about him and that receiver on one side, that domino effect it creates. But you touched on Chris Barnes, and I was thinking, getting ready for the show, I was like, we haven't talked enough about the linebacking group on this team. Tyree Thompson goes down early. Bo Calvert has not been available. We were concerned about the depth early on in the year, and we haven't had to be concerned about it these last few weeks. I mean, Chris Barnes, there's been twice where I thought, He goes down or goes out of the game with an injury, yep. And you look at it, you're like, oh, boy, you're thinking he's going to miss time. It looks serious. And next week he's back out there. I mean, he has just been an absolute stud. He and Locaney have really been able to anchor down the inside. And then, of course, Josh Woods, Keyshawn Lucier South on the outside have been awesome. And that's without mentioning Lange has been really solid inside and out. And then the freshman Carl Jones has not looked like a freshman. Like, all six of those guys have been huge in the middle part of the defense.
This has been so much fun to watch this group just grow in confidence. It's amazing. I mean, early in the year, it felt like, you know, the running game, you know, quarterback scrambling. That seemed like every time the other team wanted to throw the ball, the receivers were wide open. And now we feel like we're an attacking, pressuring, confident. Because usually if you really think about it, to get up tight in coverage, to play a lot of man, to try to pressure the quarterback, you know, to do the things that you need to do, you kind of have to believe that you're going to hold up on the back end. And if you don't feel like you're going to hold up on the back end, you know, a lot of times when you blitz, you know, good quarterbacks will be like, we're going to beat you. And when you face really good receivers, we're like, we're going to beat you. And lately, it just feels like UCLA's been able to do what it wants to do. If they want to rush forward, drop back into coverage, they've been good at it. And if they want to bring people and play more man, they've been good at it. So I'm blown away with the improvement, and you nailed it. The linebackers, again, we haven't been saying they're a weakness because they've been making plays, and they've been making a lot of plays. But I think this just stems from confidence. I mean, teams grow when they start doing things right, start feeling comfortable in what they're doing. They're out there playing free right now, and it's fun to watch.
You can't say improvement without Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and so we want to discuss a little bit more about his efficiency and the show that he put on last Saturday against Colorado. Plus, what can this team improve on in the bye week? Of course, that's what we have right now. We're going to ask Wayne what is high on the Bruins' to-do list for this bye week as they get ready for a very challenging opponent the following week against Utah. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's.
Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Welcome back inside Platea here on the UCLA campus. We're talking with Wayne Cook. Here's Bruins riding a three-game winning streak, their first one since 2015. Bye week this week before they head to Salt Lake City and taking on a top 10 team in the Utes coming up next Saturday night. So Wayne, we haven't really talked about him directly, but we've alluded to it. Dorian Thompson-Robinson just continues to make plays out there that first quarter, especially. It might have been one of the best quarters for him ever here at UCLA. The one incompletion was a drop down the seam, but just continues to make improvements. He's throwing guys open now. And going back to that Kyle Phillips touchdown from 2 weeks ago where he made the throw before Kyle Phillips made the break in the route. And one thing I've noticed, and he has gotten better about finding his check down, but you can also look at it as a positive, and I like that a young guy as a sophomore is still always looking downfield, trying to be aggressive and push things down the field. At the same time, you would maybe like to hit him that check down a bit sooner, and he has found Kazmir Allen a couple times there. But what have you seen out of Dorian now in this last game? Where are you looking for improvements from him?
So I had a chance to talk to him before I interviewed him after the game. And one of the things I told him, and I was trying to be serious, I go, dude, I go, your improvement this year has been insane. And I don't know if these young players want to listen to me or not, you know, but I'm like, listen, man, I go, you've improved a ton, but in my opinion, your ceiling is still very, very high. Like, you've got a long way to go. And I think he knows that. I think what's been so fun this year is it wasn't that long ago that, you know, we all were questioning, when I say we all, I'm including me and some of us, we're questioning whether or not he was going to turn the corner. And I think sometimes we forget that young quarterbacks struggle. You know, this game's really, really hard. And we know Dorian's background, how he was a receiver all the way up till his senior year in high school. And so he's even behind. But when you look at his natural talent, his throwing motion is, he's gifted with his arm talent. His legs, as we've seen, you know, earlier in the year, I was like, dude, you need to run more. I mean, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, get after it. And now he's starting to run, but not just to run, because you never want a mobile quarterback that looks as his primary receiver and is like, I'm out of here. He waits, but runs at the opportune time. It's like he's figured out the timing of when do I take off versus when do I hang in there and look for a receiver. So he's improved so much. But what's exciting to me is I still think he's got a long ways to go. And we talk about how it was great in the first quarter. Remember, in this game, there were several drops. I talked about the penalties earlier. Asiasi dropped a very important pass play down the middle. We have the post that's been debated, and I haven't gone back and watched it in slow-mo, whether or not the post to Jalen Irwin was actually fingertip, you know, someone got a fingertip on her, or he just missed it. But that was a great throw. But he admitted to me that he missed one. He had a post where he should have hit Phillips, where he just threw it a little bit too flat and a little out in front. And what's cool is when you're a quarterback, you are going to make mistakes. We all do. Everybody that's ever played it, you're going to make mistakes. But it's when you come back and make plays after that. When you're doing nothing but make mistakes and you're not getting first downs and you're struggling, people have a hard time with that. But when you make a bad throw and then you come back on the next play and make a great throw, then people forget about the bad throw. And Dorian's getting to that point. He's making so many good plays now, and the offense is scoring at such a high click, and he's shown that he can be the leader that he needs to be, that when he does make a mistake, which every quarterback does, including the greatest of all time, that he bounces back. I mean, he's got this resiliency that I know, you know, Chip Kelly said he's had this from the beginning. And he's really showing it. So I'm just fired up for the young man because, you know, he'll always remember that people were writing him off. And he's come back and proven that he can be pretty darn good. And I think he's going to get, I mean, shoot, he's got a couple more years, you guys.
Yeah, you're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley. And quickly, Wayne, now that it is a bye week for the Bruin football team, we've talked glowingly about this team in all sorts of different areas from their defense and offensively. But what is something that we haven't specifically talked about during the show that if you're on the coaching staff for UCLA that you really want to hone in on and improve this week leading you in to that big time matchup next weekend against Utah?
Man, there's a lot of stuff. One, you just stick to what you're doing. I mean, and if you know this coaching staff, that's what they're going to do. They just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. The other thing to me is the overall toughness of the team. This is going to be your biggest test physically, in my opinion. They're going to be a very physical team. And just clean it up. I mean, I'm telling you, this team has what it takes. I think they can compete with Utah. So just work on cleaning everything up, fine-tuning everything, and just get better. That's what you've been doing all year. Keep doing it.
Wayne Cook, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bruin Insider Show.
You guys are the best, and I know you're going to be talking about the other sports and basketball. Excited for that.
Yes, we will. Basketball coming up as well. But first, she's a dominant force on UCLA women's soccer team, and she is destined to take her squad to the promised land. Annika Rodriguez joins us next and how she thinks she can lead this team back to the NCAA championship. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Inside Platea, Nick Cope and Brian Finley here with you. Time to turn to women's soccer. It is Beat SC week for the Bruins, and good to be joined by senior forward Annika Rodriguez. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
So we were just talking before we came on, but this year is going to be a little different against USC. We're used to playing in these large atmospheres, either at Drake Stadium, where we saw 2 years ago nearly 12,000 people pack the house, or when USC is the host, they play at StubHub down in Carson. But this year will be at Wallace Annenberg Stadium, a little more than 2,000. By the way, get your tickets in advance so you can ensure your seat. But it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be a little more intimate, but fans are going to be right on top of the action at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, when we had our season opener a couple years ago, when we first had our first game at Wallace Annenberg, I mean, the atmosphere was unreal. So I think that this game, having that there, is just going to be like crazy. We're not going to be able to hear ourselves. I think it'll be like a kind of give us a little bit of like a pro game feel. So that'll be cool.
2 years ago, what I have to ask, was that maybe your most memorable moment playing soccer, getting that game tying goal and then assisting on the game winner as well? What, where does that rank in all-time moments for yourself?
For sure in the top three. I mean, that was one of the craziest, most incredible moments I think of my soccer career so far.
Annika, when did you know that you were going to be as good as you are? Because I know your dad knew this when you were very young. There was an article that was written about your family on ESPN, and your dad was saying that there was a situation where you were dribbling on one play growing up, and you went through six girls as a forward. And he said, that's something I can't teach. She's got it. When did you know that you had it?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really think that there was ever, like, a game where it was like, oh, wow, like, this is crazy, you know? I think I put in a lot of hard work, and I was surrounded by some really great players that challenged me throughout my career. So, I mean, I think it was just a growing season in high school and in middle school. So I think it just kind of built upon that. So
we're talking with Annika Rodriguez of the UCLA women's soccer team. So you mentioned hard work. You've had to put in a lot of hard work just to come back this season. You've torn your ACL in the same knee, right?
Yep,
twice
same
now.
Knee.
There, it wasn't certain that you were going to come back this year, though, right? You were maybe going to graduate and be done, but then you tear the ACL. And did that maybe change things for you, and you come back here for your fifth year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I had wanted to, you know, just kind of end my season with my senior class that I had come in. But obviously that game kind of changed things a little bit. And I didn't want my last game at UCLA to be, you know, me tearing my ACL. So I think it was kind of a no-brainer for me to come back and finish the season out. So
yeah, that was pretty, I mean, from the time it happened, and you were pretty, kind of had your mind made up then. You knew that this wasn't going to be the end for you.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't let that be how my career ended at UCLA. So, I mean, this program has given me so much that it was an easy decision to come back.
And Annika, this sport has given you so much, and you've talked about in the past about being on the soccer field, how that allows you to really be yourself in circumstances and ways that you really can't be in regular life. How do you see that?
I think that there's a bunch of different things, but definitely when I have the ball at my feet, I think, you know, I don't think as much, which is something that I do constantly, you know, outside of the field. But it's a crazy puzzle that soccer is, and to be able to step on the field with 10 other players and try and figure it out, I think is a really neat job. So,
and one of the other 10 for the last few years has been your sister.
Yeah.
What's it been like being here for 3 years now with Karina and playing with her? And you obviously grew up together, but it's got to be a little different now being at school. You guys have maybe, you know, you have your friends from your class, she has her friends. And what's that dynamic been like for you guys?
I mean, our team is super, super close. So my friends are her friends. Yeah. And so I think that has been amazing to have her in my everyday life. You know, like I live with her. I see her at the field. We have classes together. I don't think that it's something that many people can say that they get to do with their sisters. So, yeah, I mean, just cherishing every single moment. Don't have many left, so.
So now you guys have won 7 out of your last 8. I will point out that when you start, team's undefeated, 7-0. Still looking for that first goal for you this season,
I know.
By the way. But
need it.
But during this little stretch here where you've won 7 of 8, the team scored 17, allowed just 3 goals. What's been clicking for you guys lately here?
I think that we just go into every single game trying to get better. So we're building on the last game and, you know, trying to fine-tune stuff that we still feel like we need to work on and just continuously getting better.
Well, and then coming up on Friday, a big test. I believe it's 4 in a row now against USC. Mm-hmm. Your redshirt freshman season was the last time they won. I don't know whether we won't count that.
We're not going to count that one against me.
Well, but the current senior class and then you as a fifth-year senior will say you're unbeaten against USC. So you know the Trojans are going to be gunning for you. Do you kind of just throw the X's and O's out the door a little bit when you're playing in such an emotional game, or do you have to – I imagine it's got to be a little challenging with the crowd playing SC to kind of keep yourself really locked in.
Yeah, I mean, there's always nerves coming into this game a little bit. You know, it's bragging rights for the city and for a school. So, you know, I think that we start game planning and we start watching film and we figure out our jobs and just try and do them on Friday. So,
well, we're excited to see it.
What is the most satisfying thing about beating USC?
Honestly, just like the bragging rights after, you know, like going on social media, seeing all the stuff, you know, you get to post that picture and be like, yeah, this is our city and we do run the city. So that's kind
of
cool.
And did you play with any of the girls, you know, Southern California playing club growing up?
Oh, yeah.
There's girls on USC.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know each other pretty well, I imagine. So
I mean,
our
teams know each other very well. Like we've grown up playing in SoCal soccer. SoCal soccer is, you know, really tight knit community. Like, some of those girls played on the national teams with us, so we definitely know them very well. They know us very well, so it's always a chess game, you know.
Well, we're excited to see it. Thanks so much for coming on. It's going to be a 6 o'clock start time on Friday. Get your tickets in advance. It's going to be a packed house there, and we look forward. Maybe that first goal is going to come for you this season.
No,
on
that
Friday.
Would be some great timing.
Annika Rodriguez, thanks so much for coming on. When we come back, a season opener tonight for UCLA women's basketball, and then tomorrow night, UCLA men taking the floor as well. Hardwood season starting up, so we'll get into all that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado. With extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure and sacked.
All the time.
Jammed it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Bruin basketball starting up their season tomorrow, 8 p.m. at Pauley Pavilion against Long Beach State. Back with you here at Luskin. Nick Cope, Brian Finley with you. And we want to start to untangle this matchup. But first of all, like Mick Cronin has said, Nick, this is a very inwardly focused Bruin team. And it's not like they can have a lot to scout with because Long Beach State has 11 new players. So how in the world are you supposed to look at tape at that? And we're going to hear what their head coach had to say about playing with all these new guys in just a moment. But as far as what we're looking for in this matchup, the starting lineup, I mean, like you called in the exhibition game last week, Bruin basketball had a different starting lineup in each half, so we don't know exactly what sort of continuity we'll be interested to see. Will we find a relied-upon backup point guard? Will that emerge in this game? How about Prince Ollie? Is he healthy? Obviously, he sprained his ankle in the exhibition game. And then Chris Smith finding his offensive identity. I want to see him step out, knock a jump shot down, and if he runs the break, my goodness, he is unstoppable.
You know, it was fun out there last Wednesday just to see, get those white uniforms back on, you know, another team on the other end of the floor and get going. As far as the starting lineup is concerned, I mean, we'll see about Prince. It sounded like he hadn't practiced yet before Monday, and Mick Cronin wants a guy to be able to practice a little bit before he gets into the game. So that's a potential change to the starting lineup there. You'd probably see either David Singleton or Jules Bernard be entered in. And then we'll see about, I think Cody Riley started the second half instead of Alex Olashinsky. So I don't think the starting lineup is going to be too important for this team moving forward. It's just going to be figuring out different lineups in different groups that all work together. Mick Cronin was talking about this. Well, we still got to figure out, you know, when we need to score, what five are we putting out? When we really need to defend better, what five are we putting out? Which five are going to be best to close out a game? So that's obviously a huge area to watch. A big guy that's really going to be the key in all this that seemed kind of apparent, not to put too much stock into an exhibition game, but it seems like in the half-court set offensively, Tiger Campbell is going to be a huge catalyst for this. And you mentioned backup point guard. That's probably going to take some time to figure out. But in that exhibition game, when Tiger Campbell was on the bench, the offense was noticeably more stagnant, so it's just going to take time for this team to figure out who that guy is going to be. Can it be Prince Ali or David Singleton? Those are probably the two big candidates. But Tiger Campbell was just awesome. I think he had like six assists like in the first 10 minutes. I mean, he was able to penetrate, kick out, and he can shoot the three ball as well. He is a very dynamic player, going to be very exciting to watch.
You know, another dynamic player, Sharif O'Neal, and how special this must be for him. Obviously, he had the heart situation last year, had to miss all of the season because of a surgery. And Mick Cronin had rave reviews about Sharif on Monday leading up to the game in practice during the media session. He called his attitude awesome, says he loves coaching. He never views coaching as criticism. He wants it, and this will help accelerate the growth of him, and it is a coach's dream. First of all, what I took from this is that obviously Sharif's father is Shaq, but he doesn't epitomize the son of a celebrity, and that's what I love about him. He's hard work, he's coachable, and, you know, in this world we live in where coaches seemingly have to taper their coaching individually to each player to work with their egos and personalities, this is the coach's dream, one who says, "Coach, whatever you need me to do, I am here." And I think the biggest things we're going to see from Sharif, he can hit that 15-footer. How about can he step out and hit the three? And they're working on his shooting mechanics as well, because let me tell you, he might be related to Shaq, but those guys have nothing in common with their games on the floor.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Don't let the O'Neal on the last name fool you. He's not going to be throwing his body around on the block and just pushing guys out. He's more in that, you know, if he is able to play at the next level, and obviously he's got aspirations of doing that, but he seems more that stretch four mold where he can make a move inside and get some separation, but he's also working to knock down that outside shot as well. And with a guy like Jalen Hill, that's going to be set up on the post a lot on this team. Someone like Shareef O'Neal, if he's going to be on the floor at the same time, he's got to be out there to help stretch the floor and space everything. And so the Bruins are looking for him to knock down that outside shot. And he, where we saw him play really well, he was really good on fast breaks too. And I think it's going to be huge for UCLA in the half court. If Tiger Campbell's out there, they can be pretty good. But ideally, they're playing good defense, they're rebounding, and then they are pushing the basketball. And when they can get in transition, they have so much athleticism, so many different guys that can finish at the rim. Jules Bernard, Chris Smith, Singleton can finish there. Shareef can finish there. So getting out and pushing in transition is going to be huge for this team.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And transitioning to the Bruins' opponent tomorrow, of course, they're going to tip this off at Pauley at 8 p.m. And there was a coach's interview done in Long Beach with the Fee Show, and Dan Monson, the Beach head coach, was asked about his team and the fact that he is playing with 11 new guys on the floor. And he said, quote, "It's really exciting." And he says, you know, the old guys just didn't get it done, and that's why I'm excited. And then he said, that's not a knock on them, but it almost feels like it is. But you know what? That's all good. He said there's optimism around the program, and he described it like this. I love metaphors. He said, as far as this nucleus of team of players he has, we're, quote, we're like a band. We've got good singers. We got a good guitarist, but he's playing the wrong song. The drummer's good, but he's not, you know, humming to the beat. So they've got all these different, you know, weapons together, but nobody's really on the same page. And then the rebounding concerns were on display in that interview with Dan Monson. And I think if there's one telling stat from this game tomorrow, UCLA absolutely better have a stranglehold over the rebounding department against the Beach, because they have so much more size and length, and you want the deflections. Remember Mick Cronin was saying that if we get 40 deflections, that it gives us a 95% chance of winning a game. I don't know how he came up with that stat, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, I was on the broadcast with our pal Tracy Murray. I noticed it midway through the second half. It's like, man, they're getting their hands in a lot of passing lanes, getting deflections. If it's not leading to a fast break, at least you're forcing the other team to inbound it and reset things up with less time on the shot clock. You know, Long Beach State, they usually have a decent amount of new guys that get JUCO transfers. They'll get some other D1 guys who maybe aren't getting minutes at a bigger school, and then they come to Long Beach State. But 11 is a massive number to work with. You know, Rod Palmer coached under Dan Monson for a while, so for 11 years. So Bruins have a little bit of insight as to what Dan Monson and company want to do on the court.
Long Beach State also point guard you in a sense, because, as you pointed out, they have been first or second team in the conference with a point guard in 9 of the last 10 seasons. So they might not know who's going to be the point guard this year, and I think it's going to be Colin Slater, a transfer from Tulane. But whoever goes into that position seems to always facilitate really well. And I'll tell you what, UCLA would love to have as many point guards at their disposal as they can. We know we've got Tiger Campbell. It'll be very interesting to see who steps up in that backup point guard position. But coming up, we will let you know what is coming up on campus as far as all the athletics here at UCLA. Stay tuned with us. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our 3 Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Be a part of a winning team, just like your UCLA Bruins. Every Thursday in November, San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Maserati Levante to one lucky winner. Use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines and table games for a chance to win one of these vehicles designed with an adventurous spirit and remarkable craftsmanship in mind. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the Chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
Hey, Bruin fans, enter for a chance to win a Bruin football weekend package for two, including a stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, breakfast in Platea Restaurant, this great place where we're broadcasting from now, and tickets to watch UCLA take on Cal at the end of the year. That's on November 30th. Just visit the hotel and lodging section of the Travel Center page on UCLABruins.com and click on the link that says Enter to Win our Bruin Football Weekend Giveaway. Nick Cope with Brian Fenley here inside the Luskin Conference Center as we look forward to, despite the bye week for football, a very busy weekend here on campus. Women's volleyball is going to be home against Colorado on Thursday and then hosting Utah on Saturday. Men's water polo taking on USC Saturday morning at 10:30. We mentioned, of course, earlier, women's soccer taking on USC Friday at 6. And then women's basketball also getting its season started. They're playing Weber State tonight, and then you'll have a chance to catch them on Saturday at 2 o'clock against LMU. And, Brian, this is going to be a very good women's basketball team this year. Ranked number 11 to start the year. They bring back three starters, a couple of McDonald's All-American as freshmen. It's going to be really fun offensively to watch this team, especially.
They had 7 wins against ranked opponents last year. I'm thinking more than 7 this year. I think they're going to really surprise a lot of teams, and I love what Coach Close is doing. Big game for the men's side, 8 p.m. tomorrow. Yep. Get out to Pauley Pavilion. Mick Cronin, his debut as he struts through the tunnel there as his first game. The Mick Cronin era begins for UCLA. Thank you for all who helped out put this broadcast together. For Joe Weil, Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, Craig Robbins, and our communications staff, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley saying go Bruins.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.